The legislation would have made it easier for people who were sexually abused as children to file civil lawsuits. At one point, the bill would have gotten rid of the statute of limitations on those cases. But a late compromise discussed in the Senate Judiciary Committee would have required the victim to file the case by age 45. The Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, is upset the bill never made it out of the Senate panel. At a news conference outside the Catholic Church of committee member Jim Sullivan, SNAP's Mary Gintner talked about rumors that Milwaukee's Archbishop threatened to bar Senator Sullivan from communion if Sullivan voted for the bill.
If he felt threatened by the potential of loss of communion, he totally disregards all of the other children in this state and in his district. Not every child in this state is Catholic.
SNAP also wants Milwaukee Archbishop Jerome Lestecky to declare in writing that he won't deny communion to a lawmaker who votes for a crackdown on child sex abuse. But Senator Sullivan says the Catholic Church did not pressure him to help block the recent bill. Sullivan says it's a bad idea to weaken the statute of limitations.
The notion that ultimately certain claims end up being time-barred, even if we don't like that outcome, even if we don't believe that is a just result, is a part of the civil process.
Sullivan is one of several Democratic incumbents expecting tough challenges in their re-election bid this year. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.